This week, Echem Ebrei Chaburo was mace. Avram Rosenfeld, who sat in the seat in the corner for past years and years and years, was unfortunately pierced by El Memes this week. And the Gemara tells us, if a member of the Chaburo is nifta, the Chabura has to run. Whole Chabura has to do tshuva. So, Chanukah, we don't say a spadim, but just a few little brachas on the parasha, and I think will tie in very nicely with the Rabbi Avraham Rosenfeld. The pasuk says, "Vayayim Yisrael Yosef Amusa Hapam Acharei Ra'isi Es Panecha." Yaakov says to Yosef, "Amusa Hapam, now I could die after I saw your face." What does the pasuk mean, "Amusa Hapam"? Now Yaakov, he's ready to die after he saw Yosef. There's a Marshon Yivamis. I don't recall what that Marshon. The Marshon says that Yaakov was bothered. All these years, he thought that Yosef had died. He didn't know what happened to Yosef. All the Torah that Yaakov learned by Shem Ve'ever, who did he give over to?
Yaakov.
Gave over to Yosef. All Yaakov's Torah was given over to Yosef. Yosef was a Talmud of Yaakov. When a person dies and Torah is said over in his name, what does the Gemara tell us? Sifsois of David Vais Bekever. The person, for the Torah, his lips is mouth moves in the kever, like he's alive, like he's saying over the Torah. When a person's Torah is said over, after the person dies, in a way he's still connected to this world, he's still connected to the Torah. Yaakov was worried all these years that he would have nobody to say over his Torah. His prized Talmud, his Talmud Muvak Yosef, disappeared, is gone, he thought he died, what happened? There would be nobody to say over Yaakov's Torah. Yaakov said, I can't leave this world yet, because if I leave this world, my lips aren't going to move in the kever, I have nobody to say over my Torah. Now that Yaakov saw Yosef, Yaakov saw him, he saw, my Talmud is alive. My Torah will be set over. My Torah will remain alive. Yaakov said, Amusa Hapam. Now if it's time for him to go, Amusa Hapam, because his slice of Davis Bekever, when Yosef says over his Torah, his lips will move in the kever. A person who wants Torah is not mace. Torah keeps a person alive. Even if the person goes to Olam HaEmes, the lips, the Torah that he learned, is the slice of Davis Bekever. So, we all remember Kashis that Rav Rami asked. We all remember sitting here and watching him come to the shir. And even though it was difficult some nights, he came. We all remember learning with him. And the Torah that a person learns lives on forever. Sois of David's Bekever, all the Torah that he learned. Yosef tells the brothers before they go back, Al tirgu zubadorach. Don't argue on the road. And Rashi brings down Al tisasku b'dvar halacha. Don't discuss the Devar Halacha. Don't discuss learning on the road. Now it's time to travel. It's time to discuss Halacha later on. The Ksav Sofer says, B'derech Hamotza, as a joke, a cute word, this is the Ksav Sofer. Why didn't Yaakov tell the brothers, Al Tirgu Zubadorach? When the brothers went down to Mitzrayim, why didn't Yaakov warn them not to argue on the road, not to talk and learning on the road? Dafki Yosef warns them? They're going back now. They already traveled at least 2-3 times back and forth. And now Yosef tells them, Al Tirgu Zubadorach. Why didn't Yaakov tell them beforehand? Says the Ksav Sofer, because now they have Kemach. Now they have Parnasa. Yosef, their brother, is taken care. They have food, they have bread. Up until now, they didn't have food. They were worried about Mizonis. They were worried about surviving a hunger. The main Kemach ain't tired. If there's no food, a person can't learn. A person has Daigis on his head. A person is worried about Parnasa. A person can't learn. So up until now, they were worried about parnasa, about food, about surviving, about hunger. Yaakov wasn't worried they're going to learn on the way. But now, they had plenty of food. Yosef was in charge. Yosef, the brother, they had all they needed. So Yosef now told them, don't argue on the road. It's not the time to learn now. He was worried. Now they had kemach. Now they would learn. Okay. Lamaisa, a person who learns from the serious nefesh, is a tremendous level. It's easy to learn sometimes when the going is good, when things work out well, when a person feels well, it's easy to learn. But to learn and to come Mesiris Nefesh when a person is not feeling well and when things are not as good, that takes a lot of kayach, a lot of Mesiris Nefesh. Rav Avraham came many times at Learn Tonight, and people said he doesn't look so well tonight, is he okay? And everyone said last week, the last night he was here was Tuesday night last week, and everybody said, come on, that he did not look well at all. He came with a serious nefesh that night. I was speaking in the house to his father, I was speaking to his wife. He came with tremendous serious nefesh that last Tuesday night. Wednesday night, he tried to come to the shir. He started out, and he couldn't make it. Pasha didn't have the kayach to come. He tried to come last Wednesday night, he couldn't come, and he ended up going to the hospital, and that was it. But he came with Shemeres Mesudas Nefesh. It's easy to learn when the going is good, when a person has the kayach. The kunst is to learn when it's not so good, when a person has to put up the fight with serious nefesh. If one thing we can learn from Rabban is the serious nefesh that we have to learn. And if you look at our excuses that we have for not coming to learn now, it's nothing. We laugh. My excuse, what kind of excuse is that compared to somebody who wasn't well and he hid it from us, he kept it from us, and he came every night to learn. What a lesson we could learn. If I can't. The more we learn from him, the biggest chus it is for his neshama, and the biggest chus it is for us. Somebody once came to Rav Moshe Mikubrin, and he said to him, Rebbe, I have a big problem. I have a tremendous taiva for COVID. I love COVID. I have a tremendous taiva for COVID. I want you to daven for me. I should feel a little bit sabrochen. I should feel a little bit down, a little shivering leg, a little bit of a broken heart. Because I feel very, very haughty, very big. I feel I deserve all the COVID. Be mispowel for me. I should have a little shivering leg, feel a little sabrochen. So the Moshe Mikrin said to him, tell me, do you have Yira Shemayim? So the Chassid said, a little bit. So the Moshe Mikrin asked him, do you love Torah? A little bit. Are you kavei eating with Torah? Do you set aside time every day to learn Torah? No. A little bit. Do you do Chesed? A little bit. So the Moshe Mikrin said, if that's the case, how could you not feel Tzibrochen? How could you not feel shivering lave? You're worried about COVID. I don't need to daven for you. How could you not feel Tzibrochen if you don't have Yira Shemayim, Avos Torah? Fakat, Rav Moshe Mikrin told him, the way for a person to grow is not by feeling Tzibrochen. A person has to have Simchas Achayim. A person, by nature, should feel Tzibrochen that he can't do enough. He always wants to do more. A person to grow high and high needs Simchas Achayim. Rav Avraham had Simchas Achayim. Always saw him with a smile. And if someone didn't know that he wasn't well, you couldn't tell. Simchas Achayim, a smile, always a nice word for somebody. I don't think anybody remembers ever hearing Razor's voice or saying a bad word to anybody at all. Always speaking softly, always speaking nicely, had that smile on his face, that Simchas Achayim. There's a lot that we could learn from Rav Avraham. And as much as we're going to say, as much as we could talk, it's not going to do justice. Because Rav Avraham was a lot more that we don't know about. The best that we could do is try to improve ourselves, try to love his mysterious nefesh, his simchas chaim, his love for learning, and we are momasu netzach, mocha shem dimu yakoponim, shetak mizaycha, to hear only simchas, and we shouldn't, to hear only simchas, and to get with mizaycha, to tchias amesim, and be as go tzadik, may remain on.
Amen.